Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden. I'm a former NFL player of 8 years, author, speaker, and personal development coach. Whether you're seeking training, nutrition, mindset, leadership, or recruiting tips, you've come to the right place. Our goal is to help you navigate the recruiting process and stay proactive. Let's get you going. Welcome once again to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I want to make sure you guys know that I have a resource for you all. If you are in the process of getting recruited or you're wanting to get recruited, I suggest you head on over to the scholarshipathleteacademy.com where you can be able to get your hands on a quiz. And it takes about 2 to 3 minutes to fill out, but it really gives you an opportunity to see where you are in the recruiting process, some of the gaps that you might have, okay? So no matter if you are a freshman, you're a sophomore, junior, or incoming senior, this has great information for you and only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to take, okay? So make sure you take advantage of it. Well, it's good to be here. Welcome to another episode of the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. So this past weekend, we end up going to a showcase. Showcase up here in the Portland, Oregon area. And I really like it because it's not huge. I think there was probably around 150 to 200 athletes all playing skill positions. And it was very interesting to be there. But the most interesting part is because I'm in the area and, you know, play pro ball, a lot of these coaches, and of course, you know, our son, he's legit, who's playing high school football now, he's getting recruited. And so these coaches, you know, they reach out to me on the field. And so, you know, I love chopping up with coaches to get different perspectives, right? And so, you know, I was talking to one coach and I was asking him, I said, so what exactly are you looking for when you come to these showcases? Like, do you already have an idea of who you want to recruit? How do you go about that? What does it look like during, you know, what are you looking at in terms of athletic speaking, athletic wise? And then what type of conversations do you have, you know, afterwards? And so I was talking to one coach and it was very interesting because I spoke to a couple of ones, but one, he was talking about that, you know, when he got there, he didn't know who was going to be there. He had no clue. So, which is really cool because I've been to showcase events where, you know, they recruiting one or two guys and they're there to specifically watch those one or two guys with their own eyes, right? Because they've gone in, they've done the visits into the school, they watched some film, and now this is their chance to be able to view them. And so he was talking about, you know, what he looks for is athleticism. He wanted to be able to see, do they move their hips? Do they have tight hips? Are they knee benders? Are they coachable? You can be able to see like what type of individual they are during their drills. And, you know, he told me, he said he's looking for all these different things during the drills. But what he really is there for is to see them compete. And so in this football world, you know, they do a lot of one-on-ones with the wide receivers, tight ends, and defensive backs, and sometimes running backs. And so he's looking at how do they compete? What is their posture when they make a great play? What is their posture? How do they act when they give up a big play? He's looking for all these little things to get insights on who they are. And I spoke with another coach. Another coach, he was really big on relationships. And I'm talking about the relationships that he has, not just with the player, but with the parents. He's looking at how they treat their parents. Do they have good character? Because at the end of the day, he was like, hey, I need to be able to sleep at night. I don't want to be worrying about an athlete that I brought in, worrying if he's going to do the right thing or not every weekend. And I need to be able to build that relationship with the parents that when he's not on track, whether academically or on the field, he's going to reach out to the parents to push them to, hey, you know, so-and-so, he's not on track. I don't know what you got to do, but whatever you got to do, you got to do it. Whatever, you know, how you talk to your son or your daughter or whatever, but we need to have this conversation. You need to have this conversation to get him back on track. So because they want to be able to hold their kids accountable, but also keep the parents in the loop. So that was pretty interesting that he said that in terms of building a relationship, not just with the athlete, but with the parents. With the parents. So those were two things that really stuck out in my mind this past weekend when I took my son to this showcase event. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, they could have done better, of course. But, you know, it's all about, for me as a parent, I want to see my son or my daughters, I want to see them compete, and I'm okay with them getting beat and not winning every rep, because I know they can be able to, okay, why did that happen? You're going up against somebody from, you know, you never faced before, so you're not familiar with them. How do you respond? Right. So that was that's what I was looking for, is how my son responds to new competition and hopefully, you know, better athletes. So, yeah, it was just some information that we can gather. Right. When we go on these different recruiting trips, or not recruiting trips, but these showcase events where, you know, you're going to have multiple schools there and you want to put your best foot forward. You want to get as many reps as possible, quality reps. But the biggest thing you need to do is be prepared. So when you go in to these clinics or these camps, you've already done all the work. You've done all the footwork. You're working on your speed. You're working on your breaks, in and out of cuts. You're working on all those little things when nobody's watching. So you can become familiar with it, and then you gain confidence when you do these drills over and over again and you get better at it. So then now when you're competing or you got eyes on you, you don't have to turn into a beast. You're already one. You guys have a great, productive week, and I will see you on the other side. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. If you got value out of this episode or these episodes, I want you to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I want you to follow us. Follow the show. Okay, follow the show. That's number one. Number two, leave a review. Okay, 5 stars are dope. I'll take 4. Okay, but 5 stars are dope. And what that does is it gets more impactful guests to be on the show, to be able to give you guys information, okay? And then the third thing I would love for you to be able to do is share this show. Share this show to individuals who are going through the recruiting process or just starting and might be stuck, okay? These interviews, whether it's solo episodes or when I have guests on there, they're very powerful because they can change the trajectory of a child's scholarship journey. Okay, so if you do those 3 things, I would greatly be appreciated. Okay, I'll see you guys next week.